God is moving on the streets.
If we can touch that one gang member with that one word, we can reach entire gangs. We can reach entire cities.
We, the people of God, are going to bring the light into the darkness.
They're like sheep without a shepherd.
They don't know him yet.
A lot of times they feel trapped.
Anyone that's growing in light is going to have an increasing heart for those who are in darkness.
Go in his power and in his love and demonstrate who he is.
I say few people made a believer out of me.
We send them out two by two.
To a wounded and dying world. Not to condemn, but to love.
Know his love, man. He really loves you.
The dead raised, the sick healed, devils cast out in great measure, the poor looked after, and it should be normal Christianity.
God's heart burns for the lost, and he wants us to take the prophetic to the streets.
Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name is Patricia King, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's program entitled Psychics, the New Age, and the Occult. Charlie Robinson is our co-host today as we discuss how the church is called to bring his light into the darkness.
You know, there's a lot of stuff going on today, and there's the real, there's the mixed, the mixture, and there's the false. The whole psychic dimension, it is the false. The issue isn't whether a person has a gift. The issue is, what's its source? What is the source of the revelation? Who is the source? And then the issue becomes, what's its fruit? Because, again, one of the guidelines, biblical guidelines, to whether what you're receiving is from the Lord or not is, what fruit does it bear? And ultimately, it's this. In what is being received and released, does it draw you closer to the Father through Jesus Christ, his only Son? Does it produce liberty or bondage? Does it produce freedom from the flesh and from the demonic, or does it make you a slave to fear? I tell you, the authentic seer realm in the Holy Spirit through Jesus comes to set captives free. Let's go for the real in Jesus' name.
Welcome to Insights. You know, today's program is concerning those who have been in bondage to the psychic realm, the New Age practices and teachings, and the occult. And there is such a growing spiritual hunger today in the world around us that people are looking basically for a power that is greater than themselves. They're looking for the reality of a living God and for the unseen realm. And it's a day when the church really needs to lead in this uprising of affection for spiritual experience. And so, Charlie, you're our host, our co-host today on the program. And, you know, in the Bible, there are stories in the Bible about psychics and New Age practitioners back in Bible days. And so you're going to read us a scripture about Simon the sorcerer, because there was a real sorcerer at the same time when the disciples of Jesus, the apostles, were out preaching the gospel. There was the counterfeit going on as well, wasn't there?
Yeah, and as they were preaching, they met this guy. It says, Acts chapter 8, verse 9. Now there was a certain man named Simon who formerly was practicing magic in the city and astonishing the people of Samaria, claiming to be someone great. And they all, from smallest to greatest, were giving attention to him, saying, this man is what is called the great power of God. And they were giving him attention because he had for a long time astonished them with his magic arts. But when they believed Philip's preaching and the good news about the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, they were being baptized, men and women alike. And even Simon himself believed, and after being baptized, he continued on with Philip. And he, as he observed signs and great miracles taking place, he was constantly amazed.
Constantly amazed. Now, this is someone who dabbled in the spiritual realm. He dabbled in the occult. But when the power of God was in operation, he was constantly amazed.
Even though this man was operating in the wrong spirit, seeing things happen, when he saw the real thing, it caused him to sit up and take notice, and eventually it led him to Christ.
You know, I think, Charlie, that one of the reasons why we have so many people running to deception is because they haven't seen the real thing. You know, the difference between the true and the false, as James Gall has already shared, is source. It's a source issue. Mm-hmm. It's not the type of act that is being done, but it's about what is the source of that act. And I think for the most part, the church is somewhat afraid of that whole realm, the realm of the unseen, especially of the deceptive realm. And we need to know who we are as far as the truth within us and who Jesus is, and that we would follow only him. We have to have that issue settled. But at the same time, we can't be afraid of those that are in sorcery or the New Age or the psychics. We have to go reach them, because if they never see the truth, how would they ever be able to come to it?
Yeah, and there is a real and there's a false. And God has given us the real. That's the kingdom of God. And really, we can't let the world and what they do scare us. That's a copy. That's a forgery, really, of the real thing that God has given us in heaven. And it's up to us to demonstrate the reality of truth through miracles, signs, and wonders, and the things that the world is looking for.
And that'll make the masses, just like Simon, be constantly amazed when they see the raw power of God.
Constantly amazed.
I know that oftentimes when we're out on the streets ministering to people, when we prophesy over them and they actually feel the power of God, or when we pray and they get healed or delivered, it's like they're changed forever. They're amazed, you know. They say, "You've made a believer out of me." Why? Because the raw power of God is evident in their midst. And that's what we, the church, are called to do. You know, there's another scripture here in Acts 16. Again, the apostles, the disciples of Jesus, are out there preaching the gospel. And in this case, Paul's out there ministering, and it says, it happened, this is Acts 16, verse 16, it says, it happened that as we were going to the place of prayer, a slave girl having a spirit of divination. Now, this is a young girl, she was a slave to some masters, and she had this spirit, this evil spirit, met us, who was bringing her masters much profit by fortune telling. Following after Paul and us, she kept crying out, saying, "These men are bondservants of the Most High God who are proclaiming to you the way of salvation." So, I mean, that is a true thing that she was saying. And it says she continued doing this for many days. But Paul was greatly annoyed, or greatly vexed, and turned and said to the spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus to come out of her." And it came out at that very moment. So just because someone uses Christian lingo, and even maybe affirms Christian ministers, doesn't mean that they are Christians. I mean, here was a woman with a spirit of divination, and the Apostle Paul discerned the spirit in her and addressed that issue and commanded that spirit to come out of her. And of course, she came to know Jesus, and you know, those that had owned her were really disturbed because they were losing money. She wasn't able to tell people's fortunes anymore. But she became a child of God that day. And you know what? The power of darkness is no match for, you know, the presence of God will swallow up the powers of darkness at any time. You know, he is so amazing. What do you think we should do in the church to kind of get over the fear of those that are psychics or those that are in the occult? What can we do to overcome that fear?
I think that there's a fear, and it's an unfounded fear. Any fear like that, the Bible says perfect love casts out fear. I think we have to desire, number one, we have to desire the things of the Spirit. And we have to be radically desiring everything that God has for the church. Mm-hmm. And just because the fake is out there, and I call it the counterfeit, or the forgery, really, of what God is doing, to be afraid of that stuff, and then to back off from it, this God wants us to be in the forefront of these things. He wants the world to be coming to us for this stuff.
Exactly. And, you know, I just feel like we need to be confident in who we are, too.
Yeah.
If we're confident in who we are as a child of God, we belong to Jesus Christ. We are eternally, you know, wrapped up in His love. We are, we have eternal life. We are eternal beings. And we serve the greatest power in all the universe. So if we're confident in that, then it's easy to reach out to those who are a little bit, you know, off in darkness. I remember one time I was at a lunch engagement, and this was at a Christian's home, but they were having a relative visit them that was into witchcraft. And they said, you know, you've got to be really careful about, you know, this relative of mine that's here, because, you know, they're into witchcraft, and you've got to be really careful what you say and everything, because, you know, after all, they're in witchcraft. And so I thought about that, and I thought, oh God, you know, just please use all the Christian influence that's here and the love that's here to touch that precious one, because they're deceived. So guess who I land up standing behind in the lunch lineup? It's this young girl. She's been involved in witchcraft from a very early age, had a fascination from childhood. And so I'm waiting in the lunch lineup to get the food. And I said to her, I said, so I understand that you're in witchcraft. And she says, how did you know? And I said, well, I just heard that you were. And I said, like, how fascinating is that? I said, how did you get involved with that kind of spiritual experience? And so she was very open. She shared with me about her childhood and how she just felt drawn and how she started studying. She was a brilliant gal. And so I was quite intrigued. I said, you know, I so appreciate your spiritual hunger. Now, I didn't say I appreciate what you believe, you know. We've got to be clear about that. Yeah. But I did say, I appreciate your spiritual hunger. And I said, I actually was involved in a lot of that stuff that you're explaining before I became a Christian. So I understand the spiritual hunger. And I said, so what types of experiences have you had? And she shared a few. And so then I said to her, I said, listen, have you ever had an experience with a werewolf? And she said, no, but I've read about them. So I said, well, I have. She says, you have? Like, what kind of experiences? By this time, we're sitting down at the lunch table, and she chooses to sit beside me. And I said, well, you know, I was over, you know, in another country. We were doing some ministry with some street people, trying to get them, you know, saved from drug problems and that. And the last person in that meeting that stayed for prayer, as we were praying for them, there's three people in the room, we were all praying. As we prayed, this man started to manifest a werewolf spirit. Oh. His hair bristled back, almost like ears were formed out of his hair. Fangs came down out of his mouth. He got on all fours and started howling like a wolf. She said, you're kidding. I said, no, I'm not. She said, well, what did you do? I said, well, I cast the werewolf out of him. I said, those werewolf spirits aren't very good, you know. They're nasty things. She says, yeah, I understand that from what I've read. And she says, well, how did you do that? And I said, well, I belong now to the God of God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. There's no greater power than the power of Jesus. So I just took the authority that's in the name of Jesus, because I'm allowed to use that authority, and I told that spirit to come out. She said, well, what happened? I said, it went, ah! You know, and the guy was rolling on the floor, and it came out. She said, that is so fascinating. So we ended up having a two-hour interactive visit where she was absolutely open to hearing the gospel, preached the gospel, prayed for her, prophesied destiny over her life, and led her a little bit, you know, just a few steps further. She didn't receive Jesus, but she wasn't afraid of me either. And she said, you know, you're different than other Christians, because so many of them just put you down, or they're scared of you, or they yell at you, or they rebuke you. She says, but it seems like you really care. It seems like you really understand. So that was very, very encouraging at that time, and she really listened. But I find that they're hungry if you meet them on their level. You know, we don't have to endorse what they're believing, but we have to accept and love them and lead them into a revelation of Jesus. It takes a revelation.
And it takes the love of Jesus, because Jesus loves, I mean, not only every person, he loves people that are bound up. And many times, as you said, there's a hunger. The reason why people are involved in these kind of things is they're spiritually hungry for the reality of the spiritual world.
That's right. And you know what? The most vilest of sinner is only one revelation away from salvation. All they need is a revelation of Jesus Christ being Lord. There's no one like him. He's absolutely awesome. And if we pray, and if we love, and if we proclaim truth, there's a whole people group out there that loves the realm of the Spirit who can be saved.
If you want to learn how to experience the supernatural presence and power of God, then this is the course for you. Learn how to know God in an intimate way, receive teaching on angels, heaven, and supernatural phenomena. The school is informative, exciting, and life-changing. Register soon, as enrollment for the school is limited. For more information, visit our website at extremeprophetic.com.
I was in a meeting in one of the northern states, and I'm up there preaching, just preaching, probably 600 people in the room, and all of a sudden, a coven of witches marched in. They didn't come in clandestine. They didn't come in undercover. They marched in and stood around the wall. And the Lord said, do you see them? I said, yes. He said, what are you going to do about that? And I said, what are you going to do about it? He said, I want you to challenge them. So most time I don't do that in a public meeting, but the Lord said, I want you to challenge them. I said, okay. So I stepped down off the pulpit and I walked over there to them and I said, who's the leader? And this lady was. She said, I am. And so I said, all these others. I said, now this is your leader. Yes. I said, why are you here? And she said, without any hesitation at all, we're here to shut down this meeting. I said, oh, you are? And she said, yes. I said, well, you can't do that. This is a meeting that's being conducted by Jesus Christ. And I said, you don't have power to shut it down. And I said to the followers again, I said, no, this is your leader. Yes, yes. So here's what I said. I said, okay, do whatever you're going to do. I said, I'm going to tell you right now, you can't hurt me, but I can hurt you. And that's the truth. And so she does all of her stuff. She does her hexing and all this kind of stuff, and I'm still standing. So I said, now watch this. I stick my hand out just like this. The power of God hits this girl. She's thrown up into the air and stuck against the wall. Her feet are almost as high as my head. Nothing to hold. She's screaming with an intensity you couldn't believe. She's screaming and just screamed till she's solid blood red in the face. And finally, she falls to the floor. She looks like somebody in an epileptic seizure, honestly. She's rolling and frothing like this. And so she finally gets her composure. And so I say to the people that's following her, I said, okay, this is the person you're following. You can see she has no power to resist the power of Jesus Christ. Finally, they get her gathered up and they start out the door with her. Just as they're going out, right at the very end of the line, I called a girl's name. I said, Sarah. And this was this girl's name, a blonde-headed girl. I said, Sarah, God is going to redeem you from this web you've caught yourself in. And this blonde-headed girl looks back at me, looks straight through me. She didn't come back the next night or the next night. On the third night after that, here she comes. She's not robed up. She's white as a sheet and shaking. I said to her, where have you been? And then I answered my own question. I said, you've been at a funeral, haven't you? She said, yes. I said, he was 18 years old. He was in your group and he put a gun in his mouth and blew the back of his head off, didn't he? And that's what had happened. And she starts screaming, can you help me? Can you help me? And see, she gets delivered from all this bondage. Isn't that see, and I asked that group, I said, show me one person, your whole group, that has any semblance of peace and joy. See, the devil can't give that. There's a Prince of Peace, Jesus, and he's the author of true joy. See, these people that are into the cult, they don't have joy. They may have a semblance of power, but they have no peace and no joy. Jesus gives both, doesn't he? He gives power, peace, and joy. I'm telling you, isn't that amazing?
You know, we want to help you take light into the darkness. And so we have some resource on our online bookstore at extremeprophetic.com. This is a book called Light Belongs in the Darkness that I wrote with you in mind to help you get a vision for taking the gospel to those that are trapped in darkness on the streets and the workplace. And we also have a whole course called The School of Extreme Prophetic that you might enjoy taking either by live seminar or by CD or DVD. We're going to introduce to you now, a clip that we're going to show. We went into a bookstore and just set up a dream interpretation booth. And as we were there, a psychic came and he was very confused by some dreams he had. And we were able to bring light into his darkness.
I was picked up by a UFO.
By a UFO?
By a UFO. Okay. Of course, I'm even thinking, oh, that even sounds weird.
Who do you think told you that on the ship? Do you have any idea?
The guy that was on the ship was a white male, blonde hair, blue eyes. He was a good-looking guy. But he was perfect. He was perfect looking.
I believe that what this particular dream is showing you, the unidentified flying object, is a vehicle with a voice in it that was unfamiliar to you. I think personally it was a representation of Jesus. It was probably one of Jesus Christ's angels that was coming to you to help show you of some things to come. And the reason why he wanted to show you things to come is because God can intervene. Like, for instance, let's say that we know there's going to be a disaster and we start praying, lives can be saved through it. If you know that there's going to be an assassination, God can then show you then next how to pray a protection or whatever, because knowing is part of it. So if you know the commandments and the Word of God, you can intervene standing on the promises of the Word, and pray for protection and intervention in the midst of this, where God can actually use you to save lives when you call out to the right name.
See, I'm not told things direct, like, okay, two planes are in the building. I was just told there's going to be an airplane crash in the wake of the world. So I tell people, so when it happens, you know, I don't want to say it after. I want to say it before.
But you know what? When you come to know the source in a personal way, that's what happened to me, because I used to get little things, like little touches. Like you're just like spiritual antennas go up and you just can pick up stuff. But when I came to know the source in a personal way and began to inquire of him, then he can give you more things, because he'll show you what to do and how to do it. He'll give you all the instruction because he knows everything, and he knows, and he's a God of all power. He's a God of all might, but he only reveals it to certain people, like his power especially, because power is dangerous in the hands of a wrong person, right? And so the source is really important. Can I pray with you? Would you mind?
I need to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want to do that?
Because I know that when you connect to the unknown God to you right now in a personal way, that you are going to have more understanding. You're going to understand more.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay. Can I take your hands?
Sure.
Okay. Lord, I just want to thank you for Reuben. And I just think he's such a treasure, and you created him. And Lord, that he has prophetic ability because you gave it to him. And I'm asking that you would fill him beyond measure with a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, who is the God of all, the giver of all prophetic insight, and the giver of all power. And Lord, that there would be a radical, total transformation in his understanding and in his life as a result of your goodness and your love. Amen. Amen.
I should be jealous of you.
You're feeling him. Yeah, you're feeling him, aren't you?
I'm just feeling you.
I know. You know what? The reason I asked if I could hold your hand is because Jesus told me that if I would touch your hand, you would read his presence in me. And he just loves you to bits, and he wants to be your God. And so I just want to bless you. You're really precious, and I know he loves you, and I know that he wants to really use you, and God's got great plans for you, and I just believe that prayer, because he answers prayer. You can have a connection with him, who's the God of all, and he will show you everything that you need, and he's a really good love God.
Is there a man that you talk to that teaches you these things?
Yes, he's called Holy Spirit, and he's the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
Reach those in the streets, the marketplace, and the world around you with the life-giving gospel. The School of Extreme Prophetic offers powerful equipping and impartation so that you're fully furnished to reach the world around you. The school includes prophetic evangelism training as well as an outreach to the streets. It's a lot of fun, and it's life-changing. Meet new friends, and with them, bring light into the darkness. Go online at extremeprophetic.com for more information.
Well, here we are with Destiny Words, and in Destiny Words, we give words of knowledge and prophetic insight to people. We're not operating under any psychic ability. In fact, this is born out of a relationship with God himself, and we just listen to his voice. You know, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and they follow." And, you know, there's someone watching this program right now that a little while ago, you were on an airplane, and someone sat beside you in the airplane and started telling you about Jesus and insights that Jesus had for your life. And you're a very spiritual person, but you've never been, you know, really leaning towards a Christian persuasion, but it really made you think. Some of the things that person shared with you, it really made you think. You know what? That was Jesus reaching out to you. I just want you to know he is the true and the living God, and he has his hand on your life, and that's why you're watching the program right now. Why don't you call upon his name?
I'm seeing a psychic right now, or a medium. I think you're a medium, and you have this recurring dream, and it's a dream of a ladder, and the ladder is going down into fire. It's like you know that it's hell, And in this dream, you're heading there. You're going down. But I want to tell you what else I see. There's the good news is I see a ladder above you, and that God is calling you, and you've been reaching out and wondering where to go. I don't want to go there. The answer is in Jesus Christ. And there is a way to heaven. It's through Jesus Christ. And give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll get the ladder that's going up.
I'm getting a word right now for a woman who you've been operating in the prophetic for a long time, but you've been afraid to communicate too much of it because there was a misunderstanding years ago in your church when people said you shouldn't get those kind of revelations because, you know, that's psychic. And so even though you operate in it as far as you receive these revelations, you've been shut down and you haven't communicated. And you're watching the program today and you're a little bit confused. You're thinking, well, is this okay or not? If it's sourced in Jesus Christ and you are a child of God, you accepted Jesus as your Savior, you love him, you know him, and it is him that has given you a prophetic gift. And you know, I would suggest going online to extremeprophetic.com and ordering our prophetic boot camp. It's basic prophetic, tells you how to discern between, you know, what's the voice of God, what's the voice of the world, what's the voice of yourself, what's the voice of a spirit. It'll give you all the insight and help you to mature in those prophetic giftings. Going out to interview the psychics to find out what their source is, to find out how they got into that realm of spiritual reading, and looking for an opportunity to share the love of Jesus Christ with them, friendship in him, and also the truth. And people go into these shops to get destiny readings. Unfortunately, they're getting them from a wrong source. This is an advertisement in the psychic section of a Yellow Pages telephone book. Witchcraft, voodoo, magic. I will remove all spells in less than 1 hour, guaranteed. All readings 100% accurate. Hey church, where are we in this?
Hey.
Where are we with the true prophetic?
Become a Breaker Team member today and partner with us in God's media army and harvest teams through your monthly financial gift of $30 or more. As a partner, you are prayed for every day by skilled intercessors on our team. You receive special gifts, reduced registration fees, and exclusive privileges during many Extreme Prophetic sponsored events. As a Breaker Team financial partner, you receive the Breaker anointing that rests upon Extreme Prophetic. Partner with us today and join the Extreme Prophetic family.
You know, I want to give a special destiny word to each and every one of you today, and it's this. God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does. Will you meet us online? We've got a whole bunch of good things on extremeprophetic.com for you. Why don't you go there and get resourced?
If you're listening to this right now and you are trapped in the New Age, you are trapped in the occult, you are trapped in a lot of voices coming at you from books, from people, from spirit guides, I just say to you right now, Jesus is the true spirit. He is your answer. And if you call on him, he will save you from, you don't even maybe know that you need saving. You think everything's going fine, but I can guarantee you I have been there. And Jesus will come and meet that need inside of you, that desperation, and he'll come and he will touch your heart in a way that no one can touch your heart. And he knows you better than your parents, better than your friends. He knows you better than sometimes you even know yourself. And so I just ask, you know, would just ask you to just seek him and ask and cry out for him and ask for his help. Just say, Jesus, help me. And then I know that he'll meet you right where you're at, and he can break every bondage. He can break every heaviness that's upon you in your life, and he can bring you into your destiny. And